from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is absolutely incrinculant. It really is. Fan Twitter. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Paul, you got bugles. You're going old school with your little snack over there. Bugles and Mountain Dew limits. What means, do you make of this? Is this healthy?
Means the vending machine must have worked.
First one didn't. No, it means I need caffeine. I'm falling asleep. That's what it means.
How about the Bugles?
I need to pick me. I always like Bugles.
Better than Fritos?
I like Fritos. I like Bugles. You know, I mix it up.
Guess who's going to come on the show next week? Brianna Kiesel.
Really?
Former Pitt great in basketball.
Good.
She's going to come talk about the viability of a WNBA team here. Plus, we can just talk to her about hoops. But you know what she said, Paul? I texted her to invite her on the radio with Paul Zeiss and myself. She said, thanks for reaching out. I'd love to join you. I've known Mr. Zeiss for years. Did you coach her?
No. But I covered her when she was at Pitt.
Ah.
Yes. She was like... if you remember the last NCAA team that Pitt had, she was...
Great player.
Yeah, she was... that would have been... I think that was a Susie's year.
That's going to be fun. Is she in town? I just asked her that. We could have her in studio.
Yeah, I don't think she is. I think no? She lives somewhere else, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll do that within the next week or so. Meantime, and I do want to talk about that topic as well, she lives in Maryland. Okay, she just told me that. Let's talk a little Steelers here. Let's go to Broderick Jones, because these quotes are just sort of mind-boggling. Really, I mean, we're in August here, and I think he's talking about how everybody's banged up this time of year. No, actually, the opposite is true. Nobody's banged up this time of year. At least they're not supposed to be. It's the preseason, and the whole... objective to me, if I'm a coach for preseason, is to have nobody banged up. I want to have TJ Watt and all my good players ready to go in the opener. Anyway, here's Broderick Jones with reporters, Paul. Let's see what we make of this, okay?
Okay.
I'm as healthy as I'm going to get, you know, with the season coming up. But everybody always playing week in and week out with some minor injury or something that they got to push through. So,
when you say you're as healthy as you're going to get, what do you mean by that?
You know, like I said, I play O-line. You know, it's a physical brand of football here in
Pittsburgh, PA. So, you know, everybody's going to have those little nicks and bruises. But you guys just got to continue to play through.
Is it little? Or is it something that's going to need?
Yeah, it's nothing major.
Elbow, right?
Huh?
Elbow?
Multiple things, you know, so we just got to.
Is the brace inhibiting you? You got the brace on. Is it holding you back in any way?
No. I wouldn't. It's not the brace, you know. Guys may think it is, but it's nothing wrong with the brace. It's just me being able to lock in with football and just continuing to grow as a player and trusting my game and, you know, just going from there. So,
all right, Paul. There's a lot there and a little bit of time. Our friend Benzie pressing early on with him. So multiple things, elbow. I mean, this sounds like we're talking to a guy on December 17th, not on August 22nd or wherever
yeah, exactly.
We are here.
If he's that banged up now, and there's, you know, that many bumps and bruises associated with football or whatever that Mike Tomlin's saying is, are they doing it right?
Great question. And here's another one. If he were a quarterback, if they had traded up to take a quarterback in the first round yet last year, and this is where we were at with him, like he had just thrown 8 interceptions in a preseason game, we'd be freaking out. They traded up in the first round to get this guy. I thought he acquitted himself pretty well as a run blocker last season on the right side. But this preseason, that was cause for alarm the other day. And it wasn't like he was great as a pass blocker, by the way, last year. Okay, he was a rookie. He had a bad playoff game against Buffalo. I'm concerned. This was a guy they put enormous resources into.
Yes.
And it needs to pay off. It does. And it needs to pay off early. I know he's still very young, but that was concerning watching Greg Russo throw him around like he was a like he was a mosquito.
Right.
Your thoughts on Broderick here.
I mean, again, this isn't year one, is it? Am I missing something? It's not year one, right? It's year two for him.
If you would have told me last year when they took him that there would be severe doubt going into year two whether Broderick Jones would supplant Dan Moore, I would say then don't make the pick.
Exactly.
Don't trade up and make the pick at number, what'd they get him, 14th? He was the 14th pick.
They traded up. You know what I mean? They traded up for him. When you trade up for a guy, I hate to say it this way, but it almost has to be a can't miss, doesn't it?
Can't miss, play immediately, guy. Okay.
And I think
one year is done. He did play, but this is not. It doesn't appear to be a very good situation right now. What were you gonna say?
Well, I was gonna say that I think one of the things about this whole situation is this. If, as we're told, or at least people are, you know, have spoken for Broderick Jones, if the reason he has not played well is because he's not 100% healthy, then he shouldn't be playing. I said the same thing about Ke'Bryan Hayes. If he can't swing a bat, he should not be playing.
Benzie phrased this very well in his column today, I might add. The headline is this, Paul. If Broderick Jones is hurt, that's concerning. But it may be even more concerning if he isn't hurt. I would agree with that. And it wasn't just one snap the other night. He was just getting railroaded by a guy who had 5 sacks last year. Come on.
Well, I will say this. It's just, you know, it's just one of those situations where you can't make excuses for guys for much longer. You know what I mean?
Well,
he's either, if he's not healthy, he's not healthy. Well, then he shouldn't. You know what I'm saying?
If you had to bet on one starting right now in the Arthur Smith Bowl in Atlanta, would it be Moore or Jones? I think Moore's going to start, assuming Fatanu's ready, and he apparently said he is or will be. I think Dan Moore's going to start the opening game. Limits, you agree?
I'm in the minority. I think Broderick Jones is going to start.
At left tackle?
I think they're going to start him at left tackle and Faltanu at right. I think they'll rip the Band-Aid off.
Something's got to change, man. I guess, you know, preseason games usually aren't very significant, but I need to see Broderick Jones in this game on Saturday, assuming he's healthy enough to play, like block somebody.
And I want to see him at left.
I don't care if it's a grocery store clerk. I need him to block somebody who's trying to rush the passer before I'm willing to put him in there against Matthew Judon and the Falcons. Doesn't he play for them now?
Yeah. He does. They traded for him, and they got Justin Simmons, the safety.
I mean, you're walking into what's going to be an incredibly loud environment indoors there. I don't trust him right now, whether it's injury or what he did the other night. And by the way, I think part of this is their fault for making the guy switch from right to left tackle all the time. And there's a split opinion out there. You have some people who think that's no big deal. We've had guys on this show who played offensive line in the NFL, John Runyon, who said that for some guys, switching sides is like learning a new language.
Well, considering Dan Moore can't do it.
Yeah, apparently it is for Dan Moore. I thought they valued versatility around here. He's wholly incapable of playing the right side. And admittedly, he says, I can't do it. What does that say about it? If it was so easy, why can't he do it?
I think the biggest thing about it is, first of all...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Can I just say this?
Yes. Yes, you can.
I've really gotten worn down with the cavalcade of,
it's a good word,
of what I would call social media scouts who want to explain like offensive line play and think because they use the jargon and all this other stuff, you know what I mean? Or want to explain quarterback play and think because they use the jargon and a few cut-ups, they know what the hell they're talking about. There's like a cottage industry of these people.
How does that pertain to him? You mean people say...
People talking about, you know, Broderick Jones or Dan Moore or whatever, you know what I mean? And, you know, trying to use jargon to make it seem like they have some sort of insight that the rest of us don't have, even though we can all see with our own eyes who's getting the job done and who's not.
That was a disaster the other night. I don't think it can be minimized. It was embarrassing. I don't agree with people. I think it's the laziest explanation of all when you have people say he didn't feel like playing. He wasn't
right
into it.
Right.
This is a guy fighting for his NFL life, fighting to be a starter. Listen, I'll add to Benzie's headline. If he's not injured and or if he is injured, either way, forget about all that. If he's not into the games, that would be the biggest concern of all, and I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe that for a second. Limits, I think you were buying that yesterday.
Yeah, I was. I think he's injured. Like, I think that this is something that is actually physically not hurting him, but is holding him back from being the true offensive lineman that we saw on the right side last season. I mean, did he just have one bad game? We saw last year how capable he is at the right side of the line.
Not a great pass blocker last year either, I would offer.
Good in the run game, though.
But, Paul, are you buying that? Listen, if he wasn't into a game, I don't care if it's a preseason game, the guy's trying to make his mark in the NFL.
Right.
I'm not buying that. If that were the case, then I'd be really, really concerned about it.
I'd be very, very concerned, for sure. Because if a guy's not, if you're not into the game, when you're playing for your life, your football life, as you say, essentially, what are we talking about?
I just think that's the laziest explanation people can give.
Yeah.
Whether it's a team or a player. Oh, yeah, they didn't try. Yes, they did in almost every case. In almost every case, yes, they did. which I guess is even, maybe that's even more concerning.
Maybe he gave it the old college try.
Maybe he did.
And I'm
also aware that this is a guy who didn't get a ton of starts in college. Like, I'm not saying I won't be patient with Broderick Jones. My real beef here is that the Steelers haven't put him at his natural position and said, go. They've jerked him around is what they've done. And if it's true, what people say who have played in the NFL, some of them on this show have said it, that it is very difficult for some people to go from the left side to the right side.
Right.
Then they've done him an incredible, and their team, an incredible disservice by jerking him around.
My thing is, when you drafted Troy Fontenot, I said this when they drafted him. From day one of minicamp, rookie minicamp, OTA, rookie OTA, you know, offseason OTA, whatever the hell team activities they had, and then training camp from day one, Broderick Jones at left, Fontenot at right, and they take as many reps as possible. Period. They take as many reps as possible. So they are ready to play when the season begins. And the fact that did not happen is ridiculous. To me, it's almost malpractice, Joe.
Malpractice is a great word.
It really is.
And
if you want a guy to learn how to play a position who's a young guy, you know the best way to do it? Let him play the position.
Let him play the position. And I know it's some different people making the decisions, but why should anybody believe that the Steelers know what they're doing with offensive linemen? We've used these examples a lot over the last couple weeks. They thought it was a great idea to sink money into Chukwuma Okorafor. They tried him at left tackle till they realized he can't play there. Then they put him back on the right side. Again, if it's so easy, why can't all these guys toggle back and forth?
Right.
They thought it was a great idea to draft an undersized guard from Illinois who didn't want to play center and put him in front of Ben in his last season. That turned out well. They thought it was a good idea to play Kevin Dotson at a position different than he played in college, a different side. He stunk here a lot of the time, and then he goes to the LA Rams and becomes one of the best offensive linemen in the sport. Shall I continue? I mean, why should we trust that they're doing the right thing or know what they're doing with Broderick Jones?
Well, again, We talk a lot about position coaches. I sometimes think we talk probably too much at times about position coaches. But exactly what is the resume of, what's his name, Sean Meyer or Pat Meyer?
Pat Meyer, yeah.
Yeah, Pat Meyer. What exactly is the resume of him that we should at least not say, is he doing the right things with his offensive line? Isn't that a fair question?
It's fair.
Here's the other thing. It's not like they haven't given him resources to work with. They've drafted offensive linemen almost every single year. And not, you know, sixth rounders and seventh rounders. They've used high picks on offensive linemen.
And they don't have a ton of time for this to gel. That's the other thing. And realizing, again, they might have two rookies and a 22-year-old or whatever Jones is in their lineup. That's okay. People across sports win with young people now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
People play right away and you win right away. So that's what this camp was about. They also didn't have Zach Fraser, I might add, as a first-team player for a lot of camp. They're going to Atlanta here in a couple weeks, and they need to win early. Lest I remind you what their schedule is late in the season, they got to bank as many early wins as they can get, because after the bye, they have the likes in a row of Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincy, Cleveland, Philly, Baltimore, Kansas City, and Cincy. I would suggest they get some wins in the bank early.
Yeah.
And it looks like an offensive line that's going to take a while because of injury, because of lackluster play, because of who knows how many. It just doesn't look like it's going to be ready to start the season. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm very wrong. But it doesn't look that way. Call now to win two tickets. I mean, go ahead.
My point is, if you are trying to build your offensive line, and you have two first-round picks, and what was Fraser, a second-round pick, right? You have three extremely young guys that you went way out on a limb in terms of drafting them high. What is the sense of using, you know, wasting time with Herbig taking snaps at center, Dan Moore taking snaps at left, you know, tackle or whatever, and brought – that strategy made no sense to me from day one. I said from day one, put Fraser at center because give him as many reps between now and the season.
Yeah. Yes.
And the same thing with the two tackles. Makes no sense to me.
Now, the one tackle got hurt, but they were also, it's just the flip flopping with Jones, again, I just think is a disservice. And I do wonder about this camp and the nature of it. And how there's this endless quest to prove that we're the big, bad physical steals. You even saw or heard at the beginning of that line. What did Jones say early in that interview there? Limits.
With that, I'm as healthy as I'm going to get, you know, with the season coming up. But everybody always playing week in and week out with some minor injury or something that they got to push through. So.
And then he went on to say, you know, playing this brand of physical football in Pittsburgh, PA, come on, convert a fourth and one. How about that? You know, get a yard when you need it.
Is it that much different, the brand of physicality that's going on during the games between the two teams? Maybe practice is different, but really?
The brand of physicality here, there's a lot of nerve, I think, and delusion on the part of people to think that the Steelers play a more physical brand of football than anybody else. In fact, offensively, it's a lot of times a less physical brand. They play a pretty physical brand of football. Do they play more physical in Baltimore, right? Cincy, Houston, Kansas City, Philadelphia, right? Green Bay, Minnesota, Rams, Niners, Seahawks. It's a fallacy here. Here in Pittsburgh, PA, we play a pretty physical brand of football. That's why I'm hurt. What? I don't get it, Paul.
Yeah, I think that it's one of those developments we have to really watch.
And they seem to be chasing that so much. It's what Andy Weidel talks about. It's how they've drafted. There's this desperate quest to recapture the days of glory when the Steelers beat everybody up. I don't know. It just seems like an endless quest here. Maybe it'll come more to fruition this year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.